cool and it's tighter than dick skin.
Oh boy, I missed that song.
Hell yeah. It's been a while.
All right. Good goddamn evening to you. Fucking A.
Fucking A. Did you see my Twitter post?
I did. Did you see my Twitter post?
No. Oh, I'm going to have to check that shit now. Holy shit.
All right, everyone, while James Ridgewood checks out Twitter, I want to welcome you back to the TDF Radio podcast.
It has been a while.
It's been over a year.
It has. Although I was checking our tweets, it has not been a year since we tweeted last. Apparently, you did some drunk Grammy shit, and then there was some shit talking about Tebow. I don't know who did that. Probably you.
I think Tebow was you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's possible. What did it say?
It says, looks like Tebow will live out his ultimate fantasy when he gets crucified in this trade.
Oh, I think that was me.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah. Sweet. I you're drinking from Hammer Brewing Company. I'm drinking from Prankster, spelled with a Q instead of a K. It's actually all right. Oh, it says it's North Coast Brewing Company. Prankster. Whatever.
Well, I sent this out. I sent Hammer Brewing out to not just our whatever it is, 9 Twitter followers.
Yeah, I think we lost finally the people who were there for the Christian thing, whatever. Those guys, they don't follow us anymore, I think.
I think they still follow us on Facebook. Don't nobody tell them. Nobody tell them.
I think our Twitter followers are down to like a couple people who like, you know, like Mercy followed us and then like the porno chicks and then yeah, that's like it.
We just need to approve everybody. Everybody gets approved.
Yeah, if you do we even have an approval? I don't think there's an approval. They just follow us. We're not protected.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're not exclusive. Just go ahead and follow us.
Yeah.
So
please follow us.
The Mike from the Mikey Show follows us.
Yeah, I did notice that and I was like, holy shit.
That's kind of
that
cool.
Guy has like a million
the Mikey
tweets.
Show is now on podcast.
Yeah,
by the
yeah.
Way.
That's now he sort of like lost his job, right? I mean, you follow that shit. I don't really follow that shit.
Yeah, it was pretty pretty interesting. But yeah, he's out.
Like
he's out
they hired everybody
Actually,
else.
All of the old guys on 94.9 are gone. Like everybody except for one person that was on a show before.
Holy shit. I thought 94.9 like hired up all his old crew and then fired him or whatever.
No. No, first 105.3 hired everybody, fired him,
right,
and kept his entire old crew. Then he signed a contract with 94.9, and he was on there for like I don't know 2 years or so, and he put together a whole new crew. First they fired him, and then about 4 months later they fired the girl. Then about a month after that, they fired one of the guys and they've left the other guy on, Steve Woods. He's funny, but it's I mean, they gutted it.
Hmm. You're actually like occasionally your words like cut out for a second. They don't cut out. You just sort of get like a little feedback. I'm sure it's because my internet connection blows ass now.
I think mine does too. We're getting new internet like next week or something.
I'm in this like boonies part of the house that's like a it's like a wireless dead zone over here. Mm. Like literally nothing. But so I got the like wall thing where you can do Ethernet over power line, and so I'm wired through the power lines.
But it doesn't help.
Well, actually, you know, it's pretty good. Like everything's good about it. I haven't had any major issues with it, other than throughput is not as high. Like you lose some throughput, but it like it's stable normally. So like I haven't had problems with anything cutting out.
All right, you just spoke a little nerd. It's okay.
I did. I mean, I was bringing it back. You know, by the way, we are followed by...
I understood what you were saying.
Yeah, we're not followed by. Sorry, we follow Engadget, and they sort of tweet a little bit too much for me. We might have to unfollow them.
I think you might be right. I've actually found a new tech site that I like better than Engadget.
Oh, what's that?
It's The Verge.
Hmm. I don't even know that.
They're good.
All right. Sold.
We can follow them and we can unfollow Engadget. It'll be like we'll send ripples through the tech industry.
Yeah, I mean that's sort of what happens when we make a move with our 9 followers.
Yeah, two nerds with a with a podcast that nobody listens to.
Yeah,
ripples through all industries actually.
Holy shit! The Verge's website looks like fucking the new Microsoft like UI. A little bit, you know,
yeah.
like the whatever the Metro, the formerly known as Metro UI. That shit
is RTI now.
I think they're calling the Windows on ARM. They're calling that Windows RT, but I don't know what the fuck. I think they just call it the new Windows or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so
Windows can't brand anything for shit. Yeah. Anyway, back to Hammer Brew.
I think that should be a regular part, is like us just shouting out who we're drinking that day. Like even if you're drinking Macallan, I'm sure that like Macallan has a Twitter account and that you can just call out.
Yeah, so I'm sure they do.
I found Hammer Brewing Company. As you can see from the Twitter post, it is $13.99 for a 30-pack at Fresh and Easy.
Holy fuck.
Like, yeah.
That is unbelievable.
It's not bad. It's not like shit beer.
Holy
Believe
shit.
It not. Yeah, it's good.
Like, Jesus. How do they make any money? Like, is it in... it's in a bottle, right?
No, it's a can.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, how do you even make money on bottles that way?
Right.
But I guess with a can, it's easier, but still tough.
Right. If I was better at doing sound effects, I would have played. I would have played a drop.
Okay, whatever. Like I remember back in, you know, like when I turned 21 and I was broke, like Pabst Blue Ribbon, $4 for a 12-pack. That was like as good as it gets. This is only marginally more expensive than that, and there's been like fucking massive inflation. Since then. So I would assume like shit's like $8 now.
Well, yeah, it might be. I don't know. I don't buy PBR.
I don't either anymore because I am not poor.
Whoops. Sorry. I'm using Google Music instead of iTunes.
Mm. I have finally given in to iTunes a little bit, by the way. I gave in. Like I now use iTunes kind of.
You've been like, you hate iTunes, though.
I do not like it. I don't like it. Like, it's fine for managing a music collection. It's terrible for just playing, like, one clip. You know? Like, so right now my iTunes is just full albums and then, like, you know, shit like Cobra Starship, for example, where I don't give a fuck about the rest of their album. No offense, Cobra Starship. Like, your one song is phenomenal. Actually, I didn't really listen to their album. Maybe I'm just talking shit and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But whatever. Like, their one song that we play, you know? Like, I just have that one song. That's definitely not in iTunes.
So, let's get to the topics that we've got. We have shit to talk about.
We do. First of all, we should talk about fucking Google Wave is gone. Like, by the way, there are places now where you can get, like, the old school Google Wave. Like, you can get it set up and just host it for you. So we can do that. We can get back on Google Wave if we want to.
It might be worth it. I liked it.
Me too. Like, I mean, I realized, you know, when they first launched it, they were like, oh, this is going to revolutionize email. Well, you know, guess what? No. But, you know, for like managing a podcast, especially when we had Ray before he pooned out like a bitch, like, you know, I mean, when you got to organize shit with video clips, like three ways, Google Wave was awesome.
Yeah, it's too bad. It was a really good product that no one used.
No, nobody. Like, it was us and four other people. I literally, right. Like, when I go to tech conferences, because I occasionally go to those things, because I'm a dork, and I get paid to go sometimes. Like, I tell people how I loved Google Wave, and they're all like, yeah, Google Wave was really cool. I used it once. Like, even among the tech community, it was just us.
Yeah. And we're not in the tech community. I would consider myself a tech enthusiast.
Okay. I'm in the tech community. You're an enthusiast. Right.
I'm an enthusiast. I'm already hunting my next phone, by the way.
Jesus. What are you looking at?
Nexus.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason to buy Android unless you get vanilla. Like, now that, you know, Ice Cream Sandwich and then Jelly Bean came out, and like, there's like all the HTC phones are like now just upgrading to one revision old Android. Dude, that's unacceptable. My phone's been on Jelly Bean for like a month and a half. And I have a stock phone. Like, I take stock images only.
My, Stacy, you know, asked me what phone to get, because I got first gen, LTE, with a Thunderbolt. And it's battery is shit. It's still on Gingerbread.
Yeah, and, exactly.
Like, I mean, it's old. I mean, it's fine. It's a fine phone. I like it. But so she's like, what's the best one to get right now? And I looked at everything and I was like, hey, you should get that, Samsung Galaxy Nexus. And from day one, I've been jealous of that thing.
How does she like it? I just took a bite. So my face was full right there.
That's all right. She likes it. It's awesome. She is not nearly a tech enthusiast like me. And
does her battery still only last like 10 hours though? I mean, my battery lasts like 10
hours. I didn't hear any of that, dude.
Sorry. Does her battery only last like 10 hours? Because my battery only lasts like 10 hours.
I don't know. She's a girl. You know how girls like barely use smartphones.
Yeah, yeah. They don't know how to use the internet yet.
No, I mean, she does, you know, she emails like a champ on that. And, you know, she's gotten some, you know, she's actually done like some, she just added a POP3 email client. A second POP3 email client.
There goes half her battery life. Gmail. Half the battery life. Gmail doesn't use POP by default, though. Gmail uses IMAP.
Right. But so she just, for her new job, which you were asking about before we came on the air, is POP3. And so I found her a POP3 that doesn't drain battery terribly. And it's a lot, but it's, you know, it's what it is. It works. It's got better battery life than mine does. I'll tell you that.
I'm surprised. So she likes it better than the iPhone, which is what she had before, right?
No, she had BlackBerry.
Oh, I thought she had an iPhone at one point.
No, she was thinking about it, and she didn't want to be like everybody else. And I was like, yeah, I think that's why I love you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not in love with the iPhones. I don't even know what's better about this iPhone 5 over the iPhone 4S. People are like, I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it's not like Android's made leaps and bounds and shit in the past year, but like, you know,
it has one more row of tiles.
Yeah, it's like marginally bigger. Congratulations. Like, who gives a shit? And don't get me wrong. Like, being bigger is cool, but like, all the other phones are already that big. You like, is Apple playing catch up now? I don't want to talk shit because like, you know, they still like blaze the trail and everything's great and whatever, and
right.
They're worth a fuck ton of money. But like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's better. Sell me something.
I got a free iPhone for work.
How do you like it?
It's good, but I don't use it all that much.
I see.
I even though it has, it actually it doesn't have great battery life. When you actually use it. It doesn't have great battery life.
See, I always wondered that because, like, I wondered if somebody who uses their phone as much as me. Sorry, I've been drinking, so I'm slurring a little bit.
It's all right.
But somebody who, like, uses their phone, like, constantly. I mean, literally, I got into work this morning at 8:30, and my battery was down to 75% already from, you know, riding the fucking train, checking the Twitters and shit and Facebook right. and all that shit, right? You know? So, I mean, my shit was, like, totally fucked. But my girlfriend, you know, she's got an iPhone 4 regular, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like, her battery life, it's, like, all day, no problem. Like, me, I got to charge my phone before I leave work. Otherwise, it dies, like, on my train ride home.
I think you should have called it the iPhone 4 long.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I use my iPhone a lot. Like, when they first gave it to me, I was like, yeah, I don't use it that much. My battery was lasting all day. I'd come home and it'd still be at 75%. You know, it does email all day and whatever. But when I actually, like, got into my job working a lot on my phone, it's routinely, like, right now, it's at 40%.
And you used it all day?
I used it moderately today.
Because, like, if I didn't charge my phone would be dead already.
Right. Yeah, my Thunderbolt, as we speak, is plugged in and my iPhone isn't. Whatever.
Yeah, I think definitely the iPhones, they seem to have a little bit of an edge in the battery life, but we'll see.
But yeah, my next one will be a Nexus, I think, unless only one company, the rumors have it that LG is going to get the next Nexus, and if that happens, I don't want it.
I have heard that rumor as well.
It's definitely happening, but there's also rumor that Samsung's going to do another iteration of the Nexus, and that a bunch of different carriers are actually, or a bunch of different companies are also doing Nexus phones. So if that happens, I might do it.
Okay.
If not, I don't know what I'll get.
I mean, I think if LG does the Nexus, it's going to be fine. I mean, the big issue is LG would, like, customize their fucking UI, and it would be, like, when they do an update, like, you know, on a phone that's, like, a year old, to, like, say, Jelly Bean or Ice Cream Sandwich, HTC would be like, well, there's no money in upgrading these old phones. Fuck those guys. Like,
right.
They're stuck with the old shit. Whereas if you take, like, no changes to vanilla Android, like, you know, they can just be like, oh, Google has a new drop of Android, whatever. Like, a week of testing, push it out.
Right. Yeah. We're talking a lot about phones.
We are. We should get on to other topics. Oh, actually, yeah. This can segue into our topic of this dude on the fucking trolley today. I wanted to shoot him in the face, all right? Like, literally, like, I'm sitting next to this guy, and at first, you know, it's just like I'm hearing all these beeps out of his phone, and they're sort of irregular. And I look over, and it's every single time he's pressing a key. He's got this flip phone. It's every single time he presses a key, the shit beeps. And then I get up because I'm like, holy shit, I need to get off of this trolley as fast as possible. Conveniently, it was also my stop, but I probably would have had to get off anyway to not kill this person. And like I get up and I look over. He's doing fucking the T9 keyboard shit. Like T9, you know, where like you have to hit the key like four times or whatever, right. Or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I remember.
So he's writing a text and he's like 20 characters deep. Like 20 characters deep in his text. And there's been like 80 beeps.
That's
like I almost killed him.
I was really fast back in the day.
Me too.
on that kind of texting. And you always had the option of like changing over to the different kind of like you could choose like it would be predictive or you could just like, you know, click it four times to get to Z.
I was pretty fast at both.
I always kept it to the four clicks.
I didn't figure out until my second cell phone that you could switch it over to the predictive.
Mm. Yeah, I couldn't go back to that.
No.
I don't think I could go back to that.
No.
Our kids are going to know nothing about this.
No. Already fucking kids pick up magazines and they try to swipe it like an iPad.
Oh, fuck, I heard about that. Those poor little dumbass kids. I don't know if you guys out there have heard about this story.
Or you have kids, God forbid. I don't know. Fuck, who knows?
These little poor, dumbass kids. Actually, if you think about it, it maybe in some ways they're kind of smart, but they pick up magazines and swipe them like they're like their phones or tablets, because that's all they know.
All I know is those kids who get fucking tablets for their school, though, where the school's like, oh, kids learn better on iPads. Those schools are fucking retarded. Kids learn better with fucking times tables and shit. Like, give them a fucking paper and, like, hit them with a ruler if they fuck it up.
When I think of, like, kids, like, swiping magazines, I feel bad on the inside as a human, like when you teach a monkey how to smoke a cigarette. You know, like, I feel that same kind of shame as a person that, like, these poor things that don't fucking know any better, and they're swiping goddamn magazines like their iPads. It's ridiculous.
You know, if you swipe them just right, it might work.
Yeah, it'll change the page.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
It's not working. It's not working.
Well, you got to actually hit the fucking page and swipe it. Takes a little more effort.
Ah, wait. God damn it. We need a sound effects guy, because I've got the one. Yeah, you got to lick your thumb.
We miss you, Ray. Where's our sound effects guy?
Hold on. He's here. It's Ray's.
You got to lick your thumb.
Holy shit. That was kind of relevant, actually.
I know, right?
Yeah.
These poor dumbass kids. There, let's do a second take.
Oh, these poor dumbass kids trying to fucking swipe a magazine like an iPad.
Man, you just gotta lick your thumb.
Thank you, Ray. We miss you.
That guy's married now, by the way.
Yeah, no shit. Lots of changes. I know he's married. We probably shouldn't talk about that.
No, let's not talk about that.
It's probably best not to.
It's a post-show topic.
It has to be a post-show topic.
Normally we're pretty uncensored, but
basically
whatever.
Being married. Oh, I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I said whatever. Who cares?
Speaking of post of basically being married. You have an announcement.
Oh, yeah. I have a dog now.
That's right.
I'm practically married.
Well, getting a dog when you're living with a woman is basically like, you know, having a little crack baby out of wedlock.
It is a little bit.
What kind of dog did you get?
So it's a, nice. It was a TJ rescue, I guess, which is surprising because this dog's fucking cute. I mean, and right. I hate that term. But it's like a poodle. It's labeled as a poodle, but it's a poodle like Bichon mix, obviously. Huh. So it's like, it's a 2-year-old dog, 15 pounds, full grown, whatever.
Nice.
It fits
good
in
dog?
It fits in a condo. If by a good dog you mean already potty trained that it knows not to piss in my own house, yes.
That is good.
Yeah, it has not yet pissed in the house.
No,
it hasn't.
Oh, good.
Which is more than I can say for Ray's dog the last time I was living with him.
We have potty trained dogs here, and they, if you leave them too long, they piss in the house. Actually, no. You can leave them a long time, which we don't try to do. Don't worry, I'm not a dog abuser. But one of them has gotten like sick, like got Montezuma's revenge.
And
like destroyed the house.
Oh,
a couple
gross.
Of times, actually.
That's gross.
It's filthy.
That's pretty gross.
And guess who gets to do it?
Yeah, well, obviously. Obviously, it's not Stacy.
No. Guys out there that are thinking about contemplating or will at some point be married in their near future.
Are you talking to me here?
I might be.
Okay.
A husband's job is to do the gross shit in the house. No matter what that gross shit is, that's your job.
I'm going to quote you on that shit. Because that ain't my job. That's your job.
What's that?
That ain't my job. That's your job.
It'll be your job.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. It will be. But so, how do you like having a dog?
I mean, it's good. I like the dog.
Do you want to know do you have friends with kids now?
Yeah. Hello.
Okay.
I'm now old.
So, one of Stacy and I, are one of our favorite things to do is anytime that our friends with kids, like, you know, say some either like weird or funny or difficult thing that their kid is doing, we compare it to what our dogs do. It really bothers them.
Nice.
Like potty training or, you know, just like basic boundaries that you do with dogs. Like, oh, you can't go up, you know, you can't go up here. Oh, they cried at night. They didn't know how to sleep in their bed. Oh man, we went through that with our dog. It was tough. He's always trying to jump in the bed. Like the look of like pure hate that comes from their eyes is
would you compare their child to a dog, to a canine? Awesome. Love it. Love it.
We since the last podcast, have gotten a second dog.
Oh, really? I think I saw that dog. Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I met both of your dogs.
Were you over here when the...
I think you had both dogs already.
Yeah. Yeah. She's cool. She was another rescue. She's some kind of crazy shit happened to her as like a puppy. Cause like the picture that we had of her from the website, it was like, you know, like a nice, well-to-do rescue, that we were looking at her on. And she had two full ears in the picture.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I totally remember you talking about this.
And when we picked her up, she had 1.5 ears.
Yeah, you. Like, I remember you pointed. I mean, it wasn't. It's not a half. It's 1.75.
Sliced.
It did. It did. And you showed me the picture, and I was like, wait, this is the rescue's picture. So something happened after the rescue and before you got it.
Exactly. Something happened at the rescue between them getting the dog, which they said, like, they didn't have all that long, and us adopting her. Her ear got mangled, and they're just like, "Well, fuck it, cut it off."
Well, I mean, they didn't cut off the ear. You're exaggerating. They cut off like a third to a quarter of the ear.
I would say a third to like it's like the tip.
It
like
is the tip.
Full on.
Yeah, it's the end of the ear. I mean, on a human, this would be quite disfiguring.
Right.
Agreed.
On a dog, I mean, the dog doesn't give a shit that it.
Nope.
Ears
not at all. Which is good that it's a dog because, you know, as a human, I don't know. That would suck.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going back to your text from today.
I did that too. The last thing we got to talk about is the fucking Chargers.
Chargers. God damn those fucking...
Baseball's not going good for us either. Fucking Giants. I think they're up right now. Fucking douchebags. Let me check this. I hope
it's not a shame.
I know.
So if any of you aren't Chargers fans, which
oh Jesus, San Francisco's fucking killing it.
It's entirely possible.
Fuck.
The last game. So I wasn't able to watch the last game, but I was following it on ESPN Score Center on my phone. Excuse me. Thank you, Hammer Brewing. So. I was following it on my phone, and I told Stacey, I was like, hey, check it out. The Chargers are up. It's 24-0. I was like, that's great.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's cool. And then I was like, I checked back like 15 minutes later. I was like, uh-oh.
It's 24-17.
Right.
Fuck.
Well, like, and she starts looking at Facebook, and she goes, something must have happened with the Chargers.
Or it would be 21-24 because they didn't kick any field goals. Fucking douchebags.
Because people are fucking pissed.
Yeah. It was fucking depressing. I watched the whole thing and I was just like, holy fuck.
It's terrible. It was terrible. Ken Skyward. He was a guest on our show. Says his theory about the Chargers losing is that it's a conspiracy, so that we will hate them so much that we'll be happy to see them go to LA.
No. By the way, literally like a third of our followers are like porno chicks or chicks selling like Forex trading. I was just looking at them.
Really?
Yep.
Well, maybe they would like some free publicity and then they can in turn shout us out.
I'm pretty sure when you follow them, they're just like, buy Forex. Do you want sex?
Whoever cheeky Monk B37.
Yep. You mean Leslie Slider.
Yeah, Leslie Slider, Alex Davis, Tone.
Torstensen.
Torstensen?
Maybe that's sexy to like a Norwegian or something.
Yeah. Hey, well, we're happy to have you guys.
We are. As long as you download the fucking podcast and listen to our sponsors so that we make money. We don't make money.
Yeah, we don't make any money.
There's no sponsors.
We're decidedly in the red on this on this podcast.
Not vastly in the red, though. We just have made nothing and spent more than zero.
Right. If you count all of the drinks that we've had, plus the equipment.
I would say we're a good solid like $300 in the red. Maybe more.
Probably more than that.
Maybe 350, 400.
Yeah.
Especially if you include Ray's shit. Like Ray. I mean, he bought a mic at least. For like
a bunch of stuff.
He didn't buy a mixer, did he?
No, he didn't buy a mixer, but he bought a really good mic, a really good USB mic, and a new camera.
Right. He did get that like webcam.
Yeah.
Do you know that he is actually back in Rhode Island today?
His audio was good.
Yeah, it was. He's actually back in Rhode Island today. That's why he can't do the fucking podcast, because he is in Rhode Island.
Well, hopefully he's listening.
I hope so, too. Ray, we want you back. Be on the show.
Yeah, we want you back. And Stacy keeps toying with the idea of joining us, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that why we're finishing up before she gets home, so that she won't make fun of you, huh?
Yeah, she makes fun of me. Sometimes she's out in the living room, and she's like, you totally do a radio voice, where you're like,
I think you sound totally normal.
I try to be normal.
Yeah,
but I think
it's
like when I'm like, oh, hey, welcome to the podcast. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever, though. You got to do that. Yeah. That's got to be some salesmanship.
You got to have a hype man. I think of myself as the hype man.
Then what am I? Who am I?
You're the straight guy.
Who's Ray, then?
He's the gay guy.
Okay. Who's Stacy?
That's an after podcast conversation.
I see.
She's my beautiful wife. She.
Okay.
We should at least address the elephant in the room on the podcast, which is that when we decided to do this thing, we were 24,
maybe 3.
Yeah, I mean, like, we were young and drinking like a lot.
Yeah. I mean, and then we didn't get started until we were like 26. True.
Right. And everyone's lives have slowed down considerably.
Because it's a good thing
that we're not alcoholics.
We are old now.
Right, we're old now.
I had two beers tonight, which is the most that I've had since yesterday, but it was more than the day before.
Yeah, two does a good job on me.
Yeah. I think I had 3 yesterday. Ooh. It was kind of a heavy day.
Bad day at work?
No, actually, those were all at work. I didn't have any drinks away from the office. All those drinks were at the office. Well, not in the office, but, you know, with the coworkers.
Right. I did happen to notice that, did I see correctly that you had four Locos?
I didn't drink those.
Okay. You were tagged in a photo with some four Locos.
I deny that.
You can bleep it if you want.
Those four Locos are still in the cupboard.
Oh, I wouldn't touch them, man. That, I think it's like those seem to be equivalent of like smoking crack.
It's like gut rot mixed with vodka. I mean, I think that shit's gonna eat right through. You know, like people like when you have four Locos total lifetime, like ulcer, boom.
I'm surprised that stuff can stay in the can.
Takes a lot to eat through aluminum.
Yeah. So our podcast is going to be about like nerd stuff, because really it's we're like nerd buds that like to have drinks together, and so that's pretty much what the podcast is going to be.
I'm pretty sure the same six people who fucking download our podcast each time or whatever, they already know what our podcast is about. Although I guess, you know, for those of y'all who have not listened to our podcast before, all zero people. Hey, if you've never listened to our podcast before and you comment on our Facebook page, I will shout you out in the next podcast. How about that?
Yes. Yes, we will do that.
Or, I mean, you can, I don't even care, Facebook or Twitter. You send us a message, I will fucking shout you out. I'm expecting to shout out nobody. I will make a note of this.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because we're not going to remember.
No. Well, okay, we only have to remember if somebody actually shouts us out. Then it'll be easy.
So in the body of your shout, of your either mention of us, remind us, please, to shout you out during the next podcast.
You don't have to. If you just, I'm pretty sure we'll remember it if anybody actually says anything, ever.
If you say anything, if you just go, hey, at TDF Radio, it'd be awesome.
Boom. As long as you're not some porno chick selling Sporex or some shit.
No. We'll shout them out, too.
Okay. Yeah. True story. We will shout you out regardless. Even if all you want to do is fucking sell vibrators shaped like the Pope or whatever.
Because think about it. Think about the spirit of this podcast. How did it start?
We were drunk.
Us get drunk and talk into like fucking random strangers all night at the bar.
That did happen.
Right? And they liked what we had to say, and we liked what they had to say, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter if they were porno chicks.
Is this your best Ted Kennedy or something?
It's like my Kennedy. It's a bad Kennedy.
Yeah. By the way, did you ever get those TDF Radio stickers printed out?
I did not. My counsel advised me that it was a bad idea.
I do remember that your counsel advising you of that.
But I do want to make it. I was trying to make it our banner photo on Facebook.
Yeah,
I'm
try
okay
it.
With that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I mean, the stickers were cheap. Like, we could really easily make the stickers. But it's pretty clearly.
Yeah, I mean, it's copyright infringement for sure.
Right.
I mean, there's no denying it. Like. Well, it might only be trademark infringement. Whatever. It's something. We're fucking them.
It's something. Not that they're going to care.
No. All nine readers are not going to report us, or listeners, or whatever the fuck.
I would, if it would make them feel better, I would drink their product during the next podcast.
If only we could get them to sponsor us.
Oh,
I would totally drink a whatever. Actually, I'm pretty sure that the beer that that's from is actually gone. They don't even do that beer. What beer was that? Bud Light or Bud Especial or Select. Some Select. Yeah, that shit's gone now. Now there's Bud Light Platinum.
Which is disgusting.
It's pretty gross, but, I mean, it's got drinkability.
We had that in Vegas the last time we were there.
It's gross.
I think that was the night that I tweeted last from, I said that Vegas is a crop duster's paradise.
Yeah, I do remember that. I was doing some crop dusting.
Seriously, there may not be a better place to do crop dusting than Vegas.
Nobody knows who
farts. Guy, I had an old guy out here trying to crop dust me the other day, but it was at a pharmacy and there was no one else in the aisle. And so, and I could clearly hear him farting at the other end, of the aisle. And then he just walked past me and it stunk like shit.
On the same note, there's this guy who has the office next to me, and he's an older gentleman. Like he's legitimately over 30 years older than me.
Okay.
Like, and he's like a vegetarian because, you know, we go to the fucking cafeteria every day. He farts up a fucking storm. Like, and they're not just like, it's not just like, and then that's it. Like, these are like huge, like every single one of these I would be proud of. No. No, it's like, full on, like, huge ones. Every single time. It's like he saves the whole thing up for one big go at it. Yeah. I mean, it's impressive. Now, I haven't ever smelt it because his office is, like, far enough from mine where I don't smell it, but, like, I hear it.
And you can at least be entertained by it.
The other three people who have an office, like, close to him, we all talk about it. It's hilarious. We're like, holy shit.
Does he, like, own it? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm the farter.
No. He's like old enough to where he believes that like people are just going to disregard it and ignore it as if it didn't happen. You know, apparently that's what you used to do, but like that ceased to be a thing 20 years ago, maybe.
That's got to be the dream.
Maybe forever. Like literally occasionally, this is very occasional. Like I don't think he intends to do it, but he'll just like we're having a conversation, he'll join the conversation, he's talking, and then just rip one in the middle. Like we're all standing around, and then he just rips like a huge one. And then he doesn't say shit. And we're just like, holy shit. Like, holy, whoa, fuck. Like, yeah. It's huge. Huge.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Anyway, the woman who has this office like across from me, she can hear it, and she's just like, "Holy fuck!" So we're on the like office communicator. We talk about it all the time. Like every time he does it, it's like, "Oh, Jesus!" Manners.
Could you imagine just like the level of not giving a shit that you could?
I know, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I eat nothing but broccoli for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Broccoli and fucking beans.
Broccoli, beans, and fucking cheddar cheese. And and then I go to work, and then I just show my face at work, and I have no problem, like, ripping ass all day long. The level of not giving a shit is just astounding.
Yep.
It's astounding.
Like, it's pretty glorious.
It's glorious. Yeah. I don't know that I could think of a better way to segue out of the podcast than old guy fucking ripping ass and farting in the
like
office.
Confined office location.
Good Lord. God bless him, you know?
God bless him.
So what do you think? You ready to go?
Yeah, I could be ready.
All right. So I'm not going to give us I'm not going to announce some kind of schedule that we're going to go on here.
How about this? Ray, you contact us. Otherwise, in roughly a month, we're going to do it anyway.
That sounds
Or maybe
good.
Less. Or maybe more.
Maybe more. Maybe a year from now.
Could be.
But I don't think it's going to be. I think we'll do it. I think we'll do it again. Soon.
All right. All right. Dude, I'm looking at our Facebook, and I'm like, holy shit, yeah, I remember when I tried out to be Woods for a day. Is Woods the dude? That's the dude who's not fired, right?
He's still there.
Yeah.
They clean house. They fired everybody.
I tried out to be that guy. I did retake that video like a million times because like I made it like 2 minutes and 4 seconds, and Facebook's like, 2 minutes, bitch. Strict.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
I think that had that contest actually continued, you would have won.
I thought I did a good job.
You were far and away the best person on there.
Maybe that's why they discontinued it, because they were like, yep. we can't.
Oh, no more entries. No more entries.
Yeah, yeah. That was the whole deal. They're like, Woods, you can't be out this day. We can't have this guy on.
You have a microphone? Are you kidding me?
Awesome.
No, that's not fair. It's clearly not a fair competition anymore when you have your own microphone.
Yep. Times are strange. We gotta free our prey for
snakes on a plane for fuck the matter, don't care.
So, how long till we do another podcast, Betts?
Oh, can we get started on InTrade on like when our next podcast will be?
We could do the betting. I'm pretty sure for the right amount of money, I could get a podcast going.
Let's get us on InTrade.
Yeah, that might be hard. Easier said than done. However, with that said, it might be almost time to dump a bunch of money on Obama. We'll see.
Ooh, yeah. By the next podcast, we will know the result of the election.
Yep. Yep. Speaking of which, I had a bet on this election that already, like, victory was won by me. Somebody already owes me a bottle of whiskey. Don't worry. It's awesome. Story nice. For another time.
I still use 538, by the way. You guys told me about it like a long time ago, and I still use it for like... that guy's a goddamn genius.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I read his book.
I'm reading it now.
Yeah, it's good.
Well,
All right.
So... that's our podcast for tonight. Thanks for hanging out with us. This was fun. We will do it again sometime.
Yeah, at some point. Sometime after either Obama or Romney is the new president. Maybe.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
All right, next time, guys. Peace.
TDF Radio's out.
You grab your ankles and kiss your ass goodbye.